Mom!
Behind Oren, Callie appeared in the store doorway holding a shorter staff. Mom, do you want to switch to the training prod? This is training him just fine, Annalene growled. Taking a breath, she looked at the bantha prod for a moment before rolling her eyes and tossing it away. She turned and loomed over Jabe. Now you listen to me. You did not have my permission to skip out on the breakfast prep. You did not have permission to go working in the suns with these roughnecks. Her voice climbed. And you sure as blazes don't have my permission to go out with the posse. Jabe coughed, more embarrassed than hurt.
Mom, people were in danger. You were in danger.
Smirking, Oren gestured to the amused vigilantes who had forgotten about the free spirits. A wide berth, gentle creatures, if you please. Annalene Caldwell is parenting again. Hearing his voice, Annalene turned abruptly and sputtered.
And you!
Oren outweighed his best friend's widow by 30 kilos, and yet, as she started toward him, he took a step backward. Self-preservation came before public image. Spying the Gaderfi resting against the hood of his landspeeder, he playfully picked it up and held it with both hands, in simulated defense. But Annalene kept coming. Easy there, he said. She grabbed at the midsection of the Gaderfi and used it to pull him toward her. I'm telling you for the last time, Oren, if you ever let Jabe go out on one of your posses again, you better wrap your head in bandages and stay with the Tuskins. Now, Annie, don't you now Annie me, she cut in, livid. I mean it, Oren. You can get your speeders out of my garages and park them under a tarp, she said, pushing at the gaffy stick. You want somebody to feed your crew? You go to Bestine. You want guns? You talk to Jabba. Hey now, Oren said defensively, aware again of the rapt crowd. Even the drinkers had come out of the claim to watch. This isn't some eastern town. This is the Pico Oasis. Nobody here messes with Jabba. You cross me again and you'll feel like a hut landed on you. Green eyes blazed at him. Understood? You get the wildest ideas. Now calm down, or you'll leave your boy an orphan. With a heave, Oren tugged at the weapon. He expected resistance, but she let go suddenly, and his arm, overbalanced, swung the Gaderfi in a wide arc right into the windshield of his landspeeder. Shards flew everywhere. Oren eyed the mess. Great, he said. Just great. He looked back at Annalene. See what you made me do?
Me? You were holding it.
Annalene barely glanced at the shattered windshield. I hope you took a lot better care of my son out there. Jabe takes care of himself just fine, Oren said, growing aggravated. You're treating him like a droid with a restraining bolt.
Oh, really? Really?
He and Annalene were in each other's faces now. And maybe you should look at yourself, Oren said. Ask yourself just why he feels the need to get out from under. A husky voice came from the crowd.
Just kiss her already.
Who said that? Annalene's eyes darted around the spectators.
Who said that?
We all did,
Lily said, crossing her arms and shaking her head. Annalene snorted at her friend.
I thought you left. What, and missed the entertainment?
The settlers to either side of the Zeltron laughed. While Annalene smoldered, Oren quickly passed the Tuscan weapon to his son. Half the Oasis had been trying to set Annalene up with Oren since his last wife left. The other half assumed they were already together. But Oren knew better than to react in the slightest. There wasn't a more dangerous subject in the galaxy. Annalene pivoted and returned to her son. Callie was helping him stand. He seemed flustered and a little tipsy to Orin, but undamaged.
Lily's right, Mom, the farmer heard Callie whisper. You and Orin have been doing this dance for years.
You can be replaced, Annalene told her daughter, ire returning. Go do something.
Callie looked at her, offended.
Okay.
She turned on her heel and left, abandoning Jabe, who immediately fell back to the ground. As Annalene collected her son, Orin directed Mullen to take his land speeder back to the garage.
It's no big deal. Just have Glomer put the repair on the account, he said, remembering some of the debts he had coming due. Orin lowered his voice and added to Mullen, the store's account.
The show over, the crowd filtered into the claim. Annalene brushed herself off. She would have a lot of people to serve. Orin chanced a conversation with her before he followed the others.
Did you get the bazaars put up?
Annalene expelled a deep breath.
They're in the guest quarters now. They came in just as I was heading out to meet Jabe.
Blessed reason.
I hope you at least put down the bantha prod, Orin said. Those people have been scared enough.
Orin watched as Annalene tried and failed to suppress a smile.
No, she said. They're okay. The doc's in with them.
That's good. Before he could enter the store, Annalene pulled at his sleeve and looked at him with concern.
They said it was Plug-Eye.
Orin spoke softly.
Yeah, they got old Lotho and the Bith farmhand, but we took out a few.
He paused. Our people didn't chase far. She stared keenly at him.
And Jabe was never in danger? Everyone lives with danger here. You know that. But if you try to turn that boy into a clerk like his daddy, you're going to lose him altogether. You need to trust me.
Orin tapped her on the shoulder. Now, if both your children are accounted for, I think we've got about 30 heroes waiting for their drinks in there. On the funds tab, she said, with what he took for mock sternness. Then she nearly smiled.
Yes, we'll be all right.
Orin grinned as he held the door open for her. This would turn out to be a good day after... A loud crack resonated from the other side of the building, followed by a feral yelp. A young woman's indecipherable yell came a second later.
Now